Anesthetics, audio guide number 15. Until the middle of the 19th century, surgical operations involved agonizing pain for the patients, as there was no anesthetic. Such operations were very limited, as speed was essential to minimize suffering. In previous centuries, many medications have been used to limit the pain, but none were fully successful. Mandrake root, opium, cannabis, alcohol, and hypnotism were all tried, but none gave complete relief from pain. In October 1846, William Morton administered a chemical called ether for a successful operation on a young man's neck. News of the successful administration of ether to produce what we now call general anaesthetic spread rapidly to Europe. In England, the first major operation under ether took place in London in December 1846. James, known as Simpson, discovered chloroform in 1848 in Scotland. Local anaesthetics have added to the comfort and safety of surgical procedures. This case contains two anaesthetic masks with GamG tissue that liquid ether or chloroform would be dropped onto.